While Australia marks the 50th anniversary of the referendum which gave the Commonwealth powers in Indigenous affairs, a new chapter is unfolding at Uluru. Around 300 Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander delegates have come together at Uluru this week to try and reach agreement on their preferred form of recognition. Already, many delegates say recognition on its own simply isn't enough, and Indigenous Australians need more than a symbolic gesture. You know, they're saying they don't just want a little change to the preamble. Jackie Huggins is the co-chair of the National Congress of Australia's First Peoples, and she's currently at the Uluru Summit. She joins me now. Jackie, welcome.
Thanks very much, Patricia.
What has come out of the first day of talks?
Well, we've seen a whole range of discussion, a very diverse group that I think was very well-respected and well-received. There's a couple of emerging themes. It's just far too early to make any head nor tail of any recommendations coming out of this process. But amongst the themes are, of course, what we've all been thinking, that the minimalist approach is not enough, and there was furious agreement on this, and that, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people require something much more in terms of providing real and positive change in the lives of our people. So minimalism was out. There was agreement around treaty, and in terms of providing a treaty for our people, I guess the question has been, what do we put it? The treaty first or constitutional recognition, and that's been a bit of a debate today.
Okay,
and
I'm sure
that will continue.
Oh, it certainly will. You say there's a consensus around treaty. It's just about how that treaty gets realised, whether it's an immediate priority or whether it comes down the track. Is that the sort of sticking point or the difference?
Yes, that's correct. I mean, a very strong agreement on treaty right across the five working groups, which is understandable. I think that was heading down that track, as we've seen states like Victoria and South Australia take it on and actually start resourcing a treaty process.
Well, we know that the Prime Minister, Malcolm Turnbull, because this will need a political response, I'll be speaking to the opposition leader shortly, but we know that they, at least I should say Malcolm Turnbull, has said treaty is not part of what the government is interested in pursuing. They're interested in a change to the constitution. How are delegates responding to that? Is there thinking around a political pragmatism, I suppose, the reality that, you know, that one side of politics has made this crystal clear?
Yes, you know, we have been talking about that, but we believe now this process is about us providing some answers forward, and certainly that is what the Referendum Council, their job has been, to advise the Prime Minister and the Leader of the Opposition on the progress and the kind of next steps forward. So I guess the delegates here today are very mindful of that.
So they're mindful of that. So what is your personal preference or Congress's preference? Because you say across the five working groups today, there is a consensus that treaty needs to be pursued. Do you think it needs to be pursued right away by the government, or do you think a form of constitutional recognition or change that we go to a national vote on should happen first?
Well, certainly when we surveyed our National Congress members some 15 months ago, the call was for both treaty and constitutional recognition. Now, we're still trying to sort out which one, can both of them go forward, or which one will suffice. But we know the attention from the Prime Minister is not in support of treaty, but we know the opposition, Leader of the Opposition, supports treaty if they get in next time.
They do, but they need the support, don't they? It needs to be bipartisan for it to be successful?
Yes, that's correct. That's correct. But people here felt that there would be a greater opportunity, when people, especially politicians, come to the realisation that this is wishes of the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people here at Uluru.
The other question I'd like to ask you, Jackie, is the proposal by Noel Pearson, and there are others who have supported him, for a national body or a body that represents Indigenous Australians, that's enshrined somehow in the Constitution and has a voice to the Parliament. Is that gaining any traction in these working groups?
It certainly is. It was discussed here, and that's one of the emerging themes as well, is that people are saying there needs to be a representative body, whatever shape that might take, in terms of forwarding this process. So that's been a keen theme as well.
Well, it's very interesting times. Thank you so much for joining us. I'd love to speak to you again, of course, Jackie, as the talks, you know, go forward over the next couple of days. Thank you so much.
Certainly will. Thanks, Patricia.
Jackie Huggins there. She's the co-chair of the National Congress of Australia's First Peoples and currently at the Uluru Summit discussing constitutional recognition. Well, Bill Shorten, the opposition leader, joins us shortly, but I wonder what you make of some of those proposals. All five working groups, Jackie Huggins says, have now reached a consensus saying they do support treaty. When is the question? But all of them support it. 0418 226 576.